farewell. As you can imagine, the construction of the temple was highly complex and always dependent on the materials that Justo Gallego could acquire. As a former monk, his day began before dawn, and by 6 in the morning, he was already driving his tractor, touring the factories surrounding the town to try and obtain discarded materials that would allow him to progress in the work. Slightly broken bricks, pieces of iron, springs, barrels, any material could be given a new life in his cathedral. In this tour through the inside and outside of the building, you can see the imaginative use he made of all these elements. For example, the careful way in which the arches are traced was achieved using reused tires and metal spirals. The stained glass windows were obtained with crushed glass powder of different colours, glued to transparent glass. The joining of different iron fragments allowed for the creation of grills. The domes were covered with metal sheets, and the internal structure of some columns was manufactured by overlapping metal barrels. However, not everything comes from reused materials. He occasionally used new materials as well, handled by professionals with expertise in key areas, such as the dome, which was entrusted to a team of blacksmiths. There is no doubt about the incredible talent displayed by Justo Gallego throughout the decades. He considered his skill as a gift that had been handed to him, and as such, he always let his instinct guide him. He materialized with his hands whatever he would imagine in his mind, made the necessary calculations himself, and decided when and how to act. A technical study conducted in 2021 by an architectural firm certified the solidity of the building. The College of Architects of Madrid has given its approval to the temple. Undoubtedly, Justo Gallego was a clear example of tenacity and faith. As a final detail, the cathedral is located on the street named after another great Spanish architect, Antoni Gaudí, who, like Justo, had great imaginative capacity. We sincerely thank you for visiting the cathedral. Every single visitor enriches this very special space even more. Upon exiting, you may share the testimony of your visit in the guestbook. You can also help maintain this great work and support the social work of Mensajeros de la Paz with a small contribution.